the English Martial Arts Podcast Show.
How are you doing? The Habbo radio station everyone loves.
I love them a lot.
Hello and welcome to the English Martial Arts Podcast Show. In this episode, we're going to talk about different ways that you might be able to train at home during this time of the COVID-19 or coronavirus. Now, I understand that when you're at home, space is not very well matched to the art you want to do. I mean, you can't exactly swing a sword about in your living room or your kitchen because you'll probably knock things over and smash things. So, the three little things I'm going to give you today, hopefully they will help in your staying reasonably fit and keeping up your strength. Now, the first one is shadow fighting or shadow boxing, whatever you wish to call it. And this just means that you will stand in an area that's maybe 3 foot by 3 foot, and you'll be able to move around in that area and train. Mostly your unarmed stuff. Obviously, you can train knife and short weapons, but what it is just moving around, fighting an imaginary opponent, and going from there. Always staying within the small space that you created for you to do that training. Now, if you have a garden, it's different. You'll be able to do much of what you want to do, depending on how big or small it is, but you will need to understand that a lack of space limits what you can do. But as an exercise and something that keeps you sharp, shadow fighting or shadow boxing is one of the best exercises you can do. Next comes training with a power band. Now, this is strength training, and it is really, really good for it as well. It won't make your gut smaller, but it will keep your strength up. And with a power band, you can do almost anything you can do with your weights. Obviously, you can't change how much the power band is, but you can buy different strength power bands. I just use one single strength, and it allows you to do upper body, such as curls, triceps, chest, shoulders and back, and your neck if you really want to. And it also can help you with your legs, with leg stretches, helping the quads and the hamstrings. So all in all, a band or a power band is a great tool for home training in a very small space. And it is one of the best things you can train with. The third and final thing for training in a limited area are kettlebells. They're great. You can do everything you can do with a power band. You may even have a few more exercises. You can use them to develop shoulders, core strength, biceps, you know, anything you want, your chest, your legs, anything. And kettlebells really are good for training in limited space. Now, if anyone listening has a garden, then it's different, of course, depending on how big the garden is. If it's like a postage stamp, then you may as well just train indoors. But if you're going to train in your garden, be careful, because remember, you've got neighbours, and if they see you waving swords and knives about, then, you know, expect a knock on the door from the old Bill. But indoors, when you're training with kettlebells and that, or outdoors with kettlebells, you know, nobody takes any notice, and they're such a good strength workout as well. So try that as well. If you haven't got a power band, you try kettlebells. If you haven't got a power band or kettlebells, try dumbbells, and you'll probably be able to do the same thing as you can with the kettlebells. Now, I am still creating videos, but just for my students, and I'm releasing them unlisted on YouTube. So my students are still getting the regular videos and training videos as well, but I'm not releasing any onto the YouTube channel because I can't meet anyone yet and train with anyone. So there'd be no point really, unless I did this actual podcast in a physical way by showing you what to do. I might do that, but at the moment, I'm not doing that. It's not in my mind. Making videos for their benefits and for their training is on my mind at the moment. So remember, try these out, but be safe. Yeah. Don't go out among other people. Okay. Because you may not have symptoms or you may not be affected, but you could become a carrier of the coronavirus. And what that means is you could see people who are at risk, people with diabetes, people with lung problems, with kidney problems, and you could pass it on to them and they could die. So try not to go out. Stay in. Just stay in. Yeah. Remember, just because it's sunny outside, it doesn't matter. Stay in. Save your own life and others around you. Stay in. Thank you for listening to this episode of the English Martial Arts Podcast, and hopefully I'll be releasing a few more over the weeks to come. Thanks for listening.
Listen to us, because we listen to you.